Hello. Where am I? That's not a question which has an easy and immediate and obvious answer, which I'm just about to discuss. This is a follow-up to my most recent audio boo about ubiquitous computing and ambient intelligence. And one of the things that we commonly do in ubiquitous computing is that we locate objects, or we have objects locate themselves. So it's about things that know where they are. But where is that, and how do we represent that, and what does it mean? If I want to talk about where I am, I could describe that in several ways. I could say that I am in London, and if you're somebody who also lives in London or who lives in some other part of the world, you probably can understand what that means. London is a major world city, and I do mean the London that's in England, not the one that's in Ontario in Canada. So there's an assumption underlying that as well. Or I could say I'm in England, or I could say I'm in the United Kingdom, or I could say I'm in Europe, and these things might all make sense depending on who you are and where you are and what you understand about what I'm saying. Or if you're more local to where I am, it might be more relevant or useful to say I'm in Sutton, which is a borough in southwest London, or I could say I'm in Stonecott Hill, which is my neighbourhood within that borough. Or I can be a lot more specific. We can go right down to geographical coordinates, and I can start talking about my latitude and longitude and altitude and start being very, very specific about where I am. Another way of looking at where I am is in terms of, or where anyone or any other thing is in terms of symbolic locations. So it might make more sense, depending on the context and who's listening and who wants to know, to say that maybe I'm at home, or maybe I'm at work, or maybe I'm at college. Or it might be more useful or relevant to say that I'm in bed or I'm in the bath. And these are other bits of location information, or quasi-location information, that depending on who's asking and what context they want to know, might actually be more relevant or more useful than talking about where my home is in the world, or where my office is in the world, or where my bed or my bath is in the world. Another way of looking at location when we're talking about people particularly, and this is in a sense going to the other extreme, or maybe going to a much higher degree of, we can go to a much higher degree of accuracy and resolution, is to say, well, when we're thinking about people particularly, if we say this person is located at a certain latitude and longitude and altitude, we're dealing in approximations. Obviously, we're dealing in the approximations that are necessary because of the accuracy of how we're recording that location. So our GPS device, for example, might be accurate down to 2 or 3 meters if we're lucky. But a person's body is a three-dimensional object, a very complex three-dimensional object. And to simply say that object is located at this lat long and altitude is itself an approximation. We could plot sensors on every single part of the body, because every part of the body on this complex three-dimensional object is located at a different place. And as the body moves, which bodies typically do all the time, even if somebody's asleep and they're just breathing, the body is constantly moving. So with a sufficient degree of accuracy, it would be possible to meaningfully track at a very high resolution the very, very precise location, not just of a person in the abstract, but of many points on that person's body, or in the sense that we could build up a picture, not just of where somebody is in the abstract, but their posture and their precise movements. There are applications for this, of course. There are also, as I mentioned in my previous audio boo, some quite horrendous privacy and ethical implications of recording this kind of data and using it. Nonetheless, it's one of the things that, like the kind of science fiction that we have today, that would have appeared very far-fetched 20 or 30 years ago, with people wandering around with GPS smartphones in their pockets. This is something that will certainly be possible in the very near future. So watch out for that. Location is a lot more complex than you might first imagine.